Monday, 29th of April, 2024. And because the harbour was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbour of Crete, opening toward the southwest and northwest, and winter there. Acts 27:12. A more literal translation is, "And the harbour, being unsuitable to a wintering, the majority set counsel to go up thence also, if, how they might be able, having arrived to Phoenix to winter, a harbour of Crete, looking against southwest and against northwest." CG. In the previous verse, Paul's words concerning the state of the ship and the people on it were overridden by the pilot and the shipmaster. The centurion agreed with them instead. Therefore, a verse filled with rare words begins with, "and the harbour being unsuitable." Luke uses an adjective found only here in the New Testament, aneothetos. It is the negative of euthetos, or suitable. Thus it signifies to be unsuitable. The harbour was not a proper place to a wintering. It is a new noun found only here, para kaimasia. It indicates the state of spending the winter. The harbour in which they currently were positioned would face the coming winds of the winter time and make it a less suitable place to be than an area sheltered from those same winds. As such, it next says, "the majority set counsel to go up thence also." Because of the less than ideal location, it appears that a majority vote was taken which decided that they would leave this harbour and continue to some other location more suitable for the winter months. There are decisions that might properly be considered through a popular vote, and there are those which should not be. In this case, what was popular was not what was right. A cold and bumpy time in a port is far better than a ship at the bottom of the sea. However, the majority made their voice known, and that was, "if how they might be able, having arrived to Phoenix." The fact that this terminology is used shows the impending doom from Luke's hand. A risk is being taken, and Luke is giving advance notice that it will not prove to be a great choice to make. The place where they hope to reach would be Phoenix, or Phoenix, a location found only here in Scripture. Though a bit long, Ellicott gives a great description for us to consider. Quote, "Phoenice, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest." The precise meaning of the phrase is that the harbour looked, as we say, down these winds in the direction to which they blew. For example, that it faced the northeast and southeast, the words used being the names not of points of the compass, but of the winds which blew from them. The harbour so described has been identified with the modern Lutro, on the east of the promontory of Cavo Muros, which looks eastward, and so corresponds to the interpretation just given of the words that describe it. The harbour is named by Ptolemy as Phoenicos, and a city named Phoenix lay a few miles inland. It is still used as a harbour by Greek pirates, and was marked as such in the French Admiralty charts of 1738, but owing to the silting up of the sand, has become unsuitable for larger vessels. An inscription of the time of Nerva, of the nature of a votive tablet to Jupiter and Serapis, found near the spot, records the fact that it was erected by Epictetus, the tabularius, or agent, of the fleet to which the ship belonged, with the assistance of Dionysius of Alexandria, the pilot, the same word as that which St. Luke uses, of a ship which had its sign, the same word as in Acts 28:4, the Isopharia. It is a natural inference from this that the Alexandrian ship, we note the Egyptian element in the dedication to Serapis and possibly in the connection of the sign with the Pharos or lighthouse of Alexandria, had anchored and possibly wintered at Phoenice, and that the tablet was a thank offering for its preservation. End quote. The name Phoenix probably got its name from the palm tree, Phoenix, which is indigenous to Crete. Of this location, those on the ship hoped to sail in order to winter. It is another new word, parakiemaso. It is the verb form of the noun just used to describe a wintering. It will be seen three more times in Scripture. This location was more suitable because it was a harbour of Crete, looking against southwest and against northwest. This is the third and last use of the word limen, a harbour or haven. Also, two more words found only here in Scripture are to be noted. The first is lips, signifying the southwest. It is an interesting word coming from lebo, to pour. The reason for this name is that it is from the direction that the rains come. Therefore, it is as if the rains pour from there. The other new word is choros, the northwest. It is of Latin origin and signifies the area from which the winds blow. A harbour facing these directions would be more suitable for wintering than where they currently were, even if it was dangerous to leave where they were in order to get there. Life application. Majority votes often fail to be the best choice. Uninformed people with a strong voice can override those who are knowledgeable because the knowledgeable are often more contemplative and less vocal about matters. They are also more often than not in the minority. Those who don't think things through logically are aplenty in the world. In governments that are based on the majority vote, people will often vote for things that are wholly unreasonable. This is true with committees and the likes as well. Although majority votes may seem fair, it is usually best to steer away from them and allow those who are in charge to make the ultimate decisions for a matter. These leaders may ask for a majority consideration, but then evaluate what was presented and amend or override what the majority wants. The world is not fair, but to leave decisions in the hands of the masses is not the best way of handling things. This will become evident to those on the ship in the verses ahead. Lord God, it is so wonderful to know that you alone are in charge of the process of the redemption of man. If it were up to us, even in the least part, things would not go well. How evident this is when pastors, churches, and denominations cannot even agree on what the word grace means. Help us to be obedient followers of your word in all ways and at all times, yielding ourselves to what you have decided upon for us. Amen.
And that harbour was not a good place for a ship to stay for the winter. So most of the men decided that the ship should leave. The men hoped we could go to Phoenix. The ship could stay there for the winter. Phoenix was a city on the island of Crete. It had a harbour which faced southwest and northwest. Acts 27, verse 12.